see, you're not exactly in the best of positions right now, so I'd highly recommend you don't move. Unless you want it to be the very last thing you do.
Just get on with it already, Critter.
Sorry, what?
You know, the whole, ooh, big swords go stabby step to fuck off routine.
I sound nothing like that.
You sure? Because it does get pretty repetitive after the first century or two.
Could you go sit back over there, Sin? I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Don't mind her. She's always like this. So, what's a cute guy like you doing in a place like this? We don't see humans coming round here often. Well, not regular ones like you anyway.
Don't just ignore me.
Aw, look at you, all shy. What's wrong? Never had a woman flirt with you before or something?
Stop trying to get in his pants, you fucking perv.
But seriously, I'm surprised the rumors about this crypt didn't scare you off. I'm Cinnamon, and you can call this very mean lady Critter.
Who the fuck are you calling mean?
We're kinda the same person, but not really. Sort of like... how do I put this? Part of the same person. Like two sides of a coin, if that makes sense.
What? You want to give him our backstory now?
Like, imagine being half alive in the sense that you're both alive and dead at the same time, and you get us to.
Huh. That's actually a surprisingly good explanation.
But we ended up super different from each other in pretty much every way, because of the way souls work and stuff, and... it's a little weird, okay? Ghost physics are super hard to picture sometimes, but...
damn it, will you two just shut the fuck up?
But don't you need him talking so you can grill him about what he's doing here? That's what you usually do anyway.
I hate it when she's right. You, what's your business with the Netherworld?
Look at all the treasure he's carrying, dumbass. He probably couldn't care less about the...
don't make me ask you again.
You know, for our human half, you can be pretty cold-blooded sometimes. Don't you get tired of all these pointless interrogations?
You don't have the right to talk about getting tired. You don't do your side of our duties as guardian of the Netherworld for you to be tired in the first place.
Are you calling me lazy, Critter?
No shit, you cunt. The only reason I wield both of our sacred blades is because your lazy ass couldn't be bothered to learn how to use one of them.
But I don't need to know how to swing some stupid sword around because we still get the job done.
Who's we?
Hey, I do stuff.
When's the last time you checked on the ghost side of the Netherworld barrier again?
A week ago. Give or take a few months?
Thought so.
Your fault for not reminding me.
I did, on several occasions. I even recorded each instance in a journal.
Oh hell no, I am not putting up with your journal shit on this fine evening. Human, you might want to cover your ears. This is gonna get real boring real quick.
And remember the last time your slacking fucked us over? Does travelling around kingdoms, rounding up ghosts ring a bell?
Relax, nothing bad came out of that in the end.
Yeah, sure. Apart from that one ghost who possessed a monarch and decided to have them wank in front of the entirety of their royal council.
Ah, that was some funny shit. Hey, human. I gotta tell you about the time.
It's not funny.
See? This is why everyone likes me more than you.
Come again?
Well, since you are so nicely.
Ah, for fuck's sake. What do you mean everyone likes you more?
You've never heard what the ghosts say behind your back while we're in the Netherworld. Or what the others say up here.
What? No.
You're no fun. you're dead as hell, and considering that I'm the ghost in this duo, that's ironic as fuck. This guy will agree with me.
Why would he?
Probably because I've done things like engage in a brief but pleasant conversation. Flirt. Oh, I know. Not hold him at sword point.
Fuck.
So, hot stuff. If you had to choose one half, which of us would it be? Make the right choice and I could make it worth your while.
Choose wisely, or I'll stick these swords where the sun don't shine.
Really not helping your case here, Critter.
But flirting's giving you an unfair advantage.
All's fair in love and war. And thankfully, you decided to go light on the armor today, so I can see just how effective it is.
Wait, are you trying to... Really? Right now?
You wouldn't mind if I touched it, would you?
What the fuck? That's cheating!
Thank you, sweetie. You're getting harder and harder under my hand. Does that feel nice? Maybe a little bit tingly? People always tell me it feels a lot different when a goose touches them.
Fuck.
Looks like he's not the only one who's lost for words.
What? No, I'm not. I'm not thinking about his bulge or anything.
Who said anything about his bulge?
Well, you're touching it.
I'll let you in on a secret, cutie. Critter over here? She's an entirely different person on the rare occasions she takes a break. Like, for example, she really enjoys getting rough with our partners, if you know what I mean.
Why did you tell him that?
And this is just a little guess. But seeing me tease you like this is doing things to her.
Bullshit.
What? So you wouldn't want to ravage this guy right now? Put him in his place? If he's willing, that is.
We have a job to do, Sin.
That doesn't answer my question.
Damn it.
Come on, I knew you want to. We haven't gotten so in such a long time. I knew you're pent up.
We'd be vulnerable if we got ambushed. Though...
Bitch, please. Vulnerable is not in our vocabulary, and you know it.
But what if...
No buts. Only... buts. His butt.
You know what? What the hell? You win, okay?
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
How could I resist with the way you toy with him? Makes me want to take him for a spin myself.
Didn't need that much convincing, did you?
Tell us if we go too far, okay?
We want to make sure you enjoy this as much as possible.
Ready? Good. Hey, Sin, you want to do the thing?
Hell yeah, I want to do the thing.
Alright, keep him still.
I'm just gonna wrap my arms around you, okay? Close your eyes for a sec. Nicely done!
Not like you'll be needing clothes on for what I'll be doing to you next. Besides, you look way better exposed for us.
And I've been dying to finally see that beautiful cock of yours in the flesh. You got this girl drooling over here. I think I might just keep you in my grip for a little bit longer. Just relax for a bit. Press yourself into me. Just like that. Good boy.
You really can't get enough of him, can you?
You like it when I kiss your neck? Where are my hands all over your body? Maybe tease your nipples a bit. I want to show you just how precious you are. Make that perfect cock jolt each time I brush over them.
If you're gonna tease him, you can't just neglect the most important part. That ass of his.
This might be the first time I've ever actually agreed with you on something.
I love the way it feels in my hands. You've always got to make sure you really dig your nails into it. Leave behind something he's going to feel for days afterwards. And might as well give it a smack for good measure.
Ooh, is that a moon I just heard?
God, he whimpers like such a fucking whore.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? But he's a pretty little whore.
And I'm planning on reminding him. Get out of the way. It's my turn now.
Watch it, you prick. I'm right behind him.
You're a ghost. You'll be fine. You don't exactly have a body for you to get squished against a wall anyway. And it's your fault for getting me so worked up. I need to take it out on someone.
Aww, but I was just starting to enjoy myself.
Well, too fucking bad. How submissive does it make you feel when I pin you against the wall like this? Being the human half, I kinda sympathize with you a bit. I mean, it's not like you were expecting another human to make you feel so fucking helpless. So fucking weak. And guess what? Legendary Netherworld swordswomen are far beyond your average human.
Someone's got a lot of self-confidence today.
You know how little effort it's taking me to hold you in place? I'm not even close to breaking a sweat. You are completely at our mercy. We could do whatever the fuck we wanted to you right now.
Like spoiling you with pleasure until you pleaded so sweetly for more.
Or using you like the fuck toy you are. And you'd love every fucking second of it, wouldn't you, slut?
You're so mean. But with the way his cock is twitching, I think he likes it when you're mean.
That's not his cock. That's our cock. And I want to play with it.
Why do you get to be the one to jerk him off?
Because you touched it first. And besides, I need the stress relief from dealing with your shit all day.
But it'll feel better if I do it. Ectoplasm, remember? I can make it nice and slippery.
As if he deserves that.
I think he deserves all the pleasure in the world. But I wouldn't mind to listen to him back for a little bit first.
You heard her. Beg for it. Louder. I know you can do better than that.
Aww, you sound so cute when you're desperate. It's turning me on so fucking much.
Speak for yourself. I won't be properly satisfied till I've used him properly.
Okay. Now, is he worthy of some lube?
Go on then. High five. You're a lot more slippery than usual.
Only the best for my sweet boy. Now, Get back to stroking or else he'll probably start crying.
I have zero problems with him crying.
Just do it.
Damn. He's moaning like twice as loud now.
See? Told you. And while you're occupied with that, I'll just take my slick, wet fingers and put them somewhere else.
If you're thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking, then that's the best fucking idea you've ever had.
You feel them slipping inside of you, baby. Seeking out that sweet spot. There we go. That's it. I bet you love it when I rub you right there.
Keep going. Don't stop till he's drooling.
The pleasure must be so overwhelming for him, getting his whole field.
And getting his needy cock milked at the same time. Oh, fuck. He's leaking so much pre-cum.
His moans are getting so much prettier. They're making me lose my mind.
Same here. But now I want his mind empty. Take it, slut. I want you to feel it all.
Such a good boy. I can't get enough of the way you squirm.
I want to choke him so bad.
Who's stopping you?
Let me wrap my hand around his neck while I pump him even faster.
Pull him closer to me. He needs the support. I can feel him shaking.
Oh, and he's throbbing so hard in my hand. You're gonna come, aren't you?
You're gonna make a mess for us. Such a mess.
A needy little pleasure slut who can't hold himself back.
A good boy who can't take it anymore.
Well, do it then.
Show us you're a good boy.
Show us what a dirty fucking whore you are. And squirt that load all over my hand.
You can do it. I knew you want to.
You do what we tell you to. And we're telling you to fucking come for us.
That's it, baby. Release it all. Come on. Come for us, you good little boy.
Just the dirty little slut you are.
Sounds so fucking pretty when you moan for us. Such a pretty little boy.
See?
Such a good boy. You came so hard.
Would you look at that? The slut tastes amazing.
Oh, bring that hand over here. Don't keep always come to yourself. Damn, the slut does taste amazing.
See?
You're still pretty shaky. Did it feel that good for you?
I'll check his stuff. See if he brought some water with him.
Yeah, Just lie down and relax for a second.
On this hard floor? Yeah, very relaxing.
Just go get the water.
Here, drink up. We've got you.
I'm not letting go of you. Not even for a second.
Take a moment. Breathe for a bit. That's it.
So, did you like that?
I know you didn't say anything, but did you ever feel like we went too far at any point?
Be honest with us. It's important.
Okay. That's good to know. I just wanted to tell you that outside of the bedroom...
Does this really count as a bedroom?
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, the point is, I'm not that mean normally.
She's worse.
God fucking damn it, Sin. Just let me comfort him for fuck's sake.
I think you already have. Just look at the smile on his face.
You laugh now, but if you had to put up with this dickhead for as long as I have, you'd probably end up even worse than me.
But for real though, we're really proud of you.
Both of us.
You did great.
I don't think he actually did anything other than consent and moan.
Exactly. And he couldn't have done it any better.
Fair point. So, you wouldn't happen to have a spare change of clothes, would you?
Oh, fuck. Not again. I swear this happens every time we do the thing. We really should take precautions for this stuff.
But it's always your fault. What do we do now? You can't exactly go all the way back to wherever his home is, butt naked.
Hey. How about we take him to the Netherworld? We haven't been back in ages.
What? Oh no. No, no, no. No way. A human? In the Netherworld?
But you're a...
I only half count.
It's not like he's the first human to ever go. We can get him some clothes there. Plus, we can show him around. It'll be fun.
Yeah, but everyone's gonna make a big deal out of it.
So? What are they gonna do about it? And the more time we spend with him, the more opportunities we get to have him return the favor.
I guess. But getting there might take a while.
Why? Is it because of him? The barrier's like a 2-minute walk from here. I can literally just bridle carry him over. It's not a problem.
No. That's not what I mean.
What did you do?
Honestly? It might be easier if I show you.
You're starting to worry me now.
Human? Sin? This is the barrier.
Dear God!
There's more.
No! How? How is it so thick?
Well, since you have a history of not taking care of the barrier, I thought I might as well do a little up here. Surprised you didn't notice, actually.
Bitch, you called this little? Where did you even find the time to do all this?
It only took a day. Or 20. Oh, mind the watchtower.
Watchtower? How the fuck did you even fit that in there?
No, extra security.
Are you kidding me?
I had to make my job easier.
that's crazy.
You don't do anything to help me.
You are crazy.
If you helped me...
No. This is way too much. You have too much time on your hands. No. I did not consent to this.